Module 7, the flows of supply chain management. The flow of goods, products, and services has a definite pattern in supply chain, usually toward the end customer. A supply chain can also be a pipeline in which information and finances flow. The flow can be simple or complex. It can be multi-tiered or reversed. In this module, we will look at the three flows of supply chain management: product flow, information flow, finance flow. The product flow. The product flow in supply chain management involves the conveyance of goods, products, and services from the supplier to the customer. This product also includes all back-end processes as well as returns. Sometimes returns are also grouped as an activity under reverse supply chains. The product flow can be one of the following: basic supply chain, extended supply chain, ultimate supply chain. Basic supply and extended supply are quite simple and linear. They essentially include a supplier, a focal firm, and a customer. However, ultimate supply chains are more complex and more like networks rather than pipelines. In addition to the same groups that basic chains have, they also include third-party firms and all other entities from the initial supplier to the end consumer. The information flow. The information flow involves the conveyance of information throughout the supply chain. This process includes the flow of information on orders and the status of deliveries. It includes information such as forecasting and metrics. It may also include information used for improving the knowledge base in a firm or for learning purposes in other systems. The information flow is an important process in the supply chain because information, whether qualitative or quantitative, drives every decision made. The finances flow. The financial flow consists of any factors related to money flowing through a supply chain. This process flow includes credit terms, payment schedules, and consignment and title ownership arrangements. It includes invoicing and quotes. It may also include how returns and customer credits are issued. Data warehouses. Data warehouses contain a collection of data which organizations use to support management decisions. Data warehouses are important because they can provide businesses a coherent picture at a single point in time. They also provide a place to pinpoint information. Data warehouses may include processes to extract data from operating systems, as well as databases that managers can use. Databases may be stored on a server or desktop. The term data warehousing usually refers to the combination of many different databases across an enterprise. In a supply chain, data warehousing is more complicated because of the various relationship and flows that exist. Case study. Create an ultimate supply chain process flow diagram for a popular retailer. This retailer sells almost everything: home goods, food, over-the-counter drugs, clothing, shoes, electronics, small appliances, home entertainment, books, music, pet supplies, toys, tools, and car maintenance items. It has 1,200 stores across the U.S. Consider that this retailer tries to purchase many of its products from within the U.S. However, its suppliers span the globe.